The National Weather Service flood advisory for the Deschutes River has been extended until later this morning. Forecasters say water levels are dropping a bit, but remain very high and will remain high for the next couple of days. In fact, they do expect some flooding in the Tumalo area. Water will move into the irrigation canals over the weekend, and that should help lower river levels. The Deschutes County Commission decides to hire a recruiter to find a new county administrator. Commissioners yesterday unanimously approved spending $20,000 to hire the recruiter. Interim County Administrator Eric Krupp says the process has begun.
We'll hire the recruiter within a couple of weeks. We need to draft the RFP, provide them a week or two to respond, select one, and then at that point, the recruiter will handle the recruitment process.
RFP stands for Request for Proposal. Krupp expects the process to find an administrator to take 4 to 6 months. Many upside-down homeowners in Central Oregon seem to be taking advantage of the HARP program, a program that allows more people to do a refinance. Chris Starling with Arbor Mortgage and Ben says they have not seen this many customers since the height of the boom in 2005. He says many of the customers are taking advantage of more flexible underwriting.
Are you seeing changes in the quality of borrowers when it comes to qualifying?
I don't know if it's the quality necessarily. I think it's the underwriting guidelines have loosened up. So beforehand, a lot of emphasis was put on a maximum debt-to-income ratios, and we're seeing cases where it's allowing them to go higher, even up to 55%, with other strong compensating factors.
The new program announced a few weeks ago also eliminated the cap for upside-down homeowners. Starling says this affects people who have loans held by Fannie or Freddie. He says they make up about 65% of the loans in Central Oregon. Over 20 financial experts will congregate in one location to offer free services to those that need help working with their money. Sarah Holtzclaw with the Partnership to End Poverty says many people want to secure their finances for the future.
People just don't know where to turn anymore. So these professionals and these advisors are there to help. And there's two or three of every subject matter. So if you need more information, you can go talk to somebody else too.
Smart Money Day is free and open to anyone. Holtzclaw says going to their website, that's moneysmartday.org, and letting them know what your interest is will help them plan. The event set for Bend High School is Saturday, April 21st from noon to 4 p.m. Well, Bend is about to get a third Ace Hardware store. Bob Mitchell is the owner of the two existing stores in Bend. An article in the Bulletin says he will soon open a store across from the Bend Factory Stores on South 3rd Street. Best Friends Pet Supply previously occupied the 7,000-square-foot location inside the Mount Bachelor Plaza Shopping Center. Mitchell closed the deal on the location for $640,000. No word yet on when the new store will open. 50 Oregon healthcare providers have put their names on a list to improve healthcare in the state of Oregon and to hold down the cost. 1110 KBND's Jim McLaren reports.
Organizations in every county want to be a CCO, that's Coordinated Care Organization.
Coordinated Care Organization is a network of healthcare providers who would be delivering and managing the care for the members of the Oregon Health Plan, which is also known as Medicaid.
Patty Wentz with the Oregon Health Authority says next up is a two-step application. The winners will set up health exchanges pushed by the governor's plan.
The exchange is about how Oregonians can have more options to get health care coverage.
Experts project cost savings of $3 billion over 5 years. Jim McLaren, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Occupy protesters occupy TriMet buses and trains in Portland. Mac Freeman of East Portland hopped on a bus on Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard. He says he's concerned that TriMet is targeting low-income areas to crack down on fare evaders and is unfairly taxing the poor.
The people that actually need mass transit, like not the people that can choose to do it because it's a more ecologically sound choice, but the people that are actually reliant on the system.
Protesters say more federal funding should be devoted to public transportation projects rather than to military funding. They also want TriMet's board of directors to be publicly elected rather than appointed. And Jefferson County Sheriff Jim Adkins reports that one of his deputies was arrested for DUI in Deschutes County. Adkins says that 26-year-old David Carnes of Terrebonne was off duty and in a privately owned vehicle at the time of his Wednesday morning arrest. Carnes had a blood alcohol level of 0.17%. He is on administrative leave pending the outcome of an internal investigation into his conduct. For these stories and more, you can check us out online anytime at kbnd.com. We'll get you instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes your way at 7:05 this morning. In that newscast, we will take a look at what's going on with the food carts downtown. I'm Dave Jarvis, reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.